Fucking,
we are rolling.
Monday's back.
2 seconds. Marty's sick on them. You know?
Are we on?
We on.
Piece of shit.
What episode is this, Justin? That's your job. You got one job.
These 36.
I think it's 36. 36.
What do you think, bud?
I think it's 36.
Yeah.
Do you think it's 36?
Yeah.
Wow. We're making some progress. We finally got Bundy back. He's already fucking. He's already complaining. Can you turn the lights down? Can you
really get him in a little?
Yeah, like he's like these 60 stars that want like a bowl of like green, only green M&M. Justin running around. He's about to get rat back by me and fucking Rick Dick. You don't even know him.
All day.
Okay. Tonight's guest, Rick Dick Evers.
Live and direct.
Live, coming at you live and direct. And Mr. Bundles.
All right.
Put some weight back on since
put a couple pounds.
Yeah.
It's not a diet.
What are you weighing at now, buddy?
320.
Bang, maybe.
Ooh.
Under three. They started out at what? 360?
360.
So he's down. I'm down myself. I'm down.
But is that your phone?
Jesus.
Give me.
That's the
part.
Who's texting you?
Fellow that.
Bunny's some of the ladies, man,
these days, I think.
You know, I don't know who he's talking to. I hear him fucking whispering sweet nothings out of the phone.
What?
Look, see?
Like it's
funny. Shut that fucking alert off. All right, Rick's with us tonight. I haven't seen Rick in since like Saturday.
Since Saturday, yeah.
Yeah,
Saturday.
Yeah, good day.
It's the
last
day. It was
all right. What else we got going on? I did a podcast yesterday with Ian Vick. You know Ian Vick, Justin?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, I did one with him yesterday. And I don't know, that'll probably be out in a few weeks. And I got that thing with Tommy G that's coming out. So I leave for Columbia Thursday. I'm really starting to stress about this. I just was talking to Ricky downstairs, told him about the, I told you what I'm doing, right, Justin?
You did, yeah.
Trachea neck surgery.
Yeah.
So I showed Froggy, right? I go, I lost like 15 pounds. I'm getting this training. He goes, yeah, you got to do a day weight to go your way. I go, yeah, and then I got a double chin again. That's, you know, that's what I'm trying to fucking avoid, Froggy. So, yeah, I go for that October 10th, and I'm starting to, like, you know, stress over it a little. You know, like when I went for the dental work, it's dental work is very stressful when you sit in that chair, as anyone who's fucking ever had them fucking drilling on your face knows. But this, I don't know, you know, a little spooked out about it, but we'll see how it goes. I might be on botched. I might be fucking having the bag over my head when we come back. Who the fuck knows what's going to happen? But I known Rick for a little while, and you know, we had a lot of mutual friends. I remember Rick in the prison system. I wasn't with him. I might have been with you once somewhere in Old Colony, but I just always remember hearing your name. You know what I mean? I always knew you, you know, you were a real good athlete, just a good kid, and grew up in Charlestown. Where in Charlestown did you grow up?
Newtown. I grew up down in Newtown. You know, I got to give the shout from my town.
Newtown projects.
Newtown in the house.
Yeah, Newtown.
I didn't know many kids from Newtown.
I always think of Scotty Atherton.
The worst part is the majority of them are gone. You know what I mean? Like, low, like everywhere else, it's the majority of them are gone.
Yeah,
it is, so it sucks, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's gone.
Scotty's gone. So I ain't sick.
Yeah.
Drugs and alcohol wiped out most. So growing up
as a kid in Boston and Charlestown, what was it? When did you first like start getting jammed up? I know your father was in the system.
Oh yeah, my father did a lot of time in Walpole. I'm a 10-block baby girl. You know what I mean? I was up there visiting in first week I was born. So
yeah, really?
Yeah. Legit, the first week I was born. I still remember when they were making the toy boxes up there and stuff like that. They used to actually give trophies for ball hockey up there and stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah. You have all your different town teams and all that. I mean, even when I was up there, they still had the ball hockey going on.
Yeah, downstairs in the gym.
Yeah.
Well, that stairway going down the jet.
Stairway to hell.
Stairway, that's where people got it, you know? But yeah, so do you remember going to visit him when you were a kid? I mean, you were
so, going to visit. I mean, it was consecutive years, you know what I mean? Yeah. For the majority, I mean, the first 10 years of my life, at least, you know, going there, visiting him, and, you know, unfortunately, you get out, shit happens, you know, he ended up getting murdered, you know, so it was, and then sort of slowly but surely what happened, I ended up getting involved, you know what I mean, getting it to the OxyContin era, you know, I ended up throwing away my talents, as you would say, you know what I mean?
See that, you know, how often do you see that in the inner city? I remember being a kid from Mattapan, my wife, like one of the first times I saw it and close to me, Dickie Eklund, who was so gifted, you know, unbelievably as a boxer and you know, you see it. I remember that kid playing basketball. I remember being in DYS in Mattapan. And you know when you see somebody who's just gliding and, you know, slamming at home.
So many stories.
Yeah, and I ended up seeing him in the system afterwards and just, you know, just wasted talent, like you said. Were you, what were your sports? Just everything?
Yeah, football, baseball, hockey, you know what I mean? I dabbled in tennis. Ended up going to a military school in Virginia to play football in high school. Yeah.
Didn't know that, man.
Yeah, I ended up going to Fort Union Military Academy in Virginia. I went down and played football. Couple of years, ended up going to a school in West Virginia for a year, then coming home, and that's when I started, you know, meeting my little bit of demise, you know, started, like I said, getting hooked on the OxyContin and stuff like that, then ended up getting into a fight in town, blew my knee out, you know, got stabbed, you know, hit with a tire iron, you know, typical sissy K stuff.
Oh, Sissy K's, that was a bar in Boston on night
back in the day.
But yeah, Sissy K's. Yeah, a lot of shit happened there. I mean, was it like a bad place?
No.
College kids and yeah, it was a
happy. Wow, it is. You get drunk, you go out, you're partying, and next thing you know, shit hits the fan. Your friends are going, you're going, and that's it. It's same thing in prison. You know what I mean? Same thing in prison.
Yeah, you get caught up.
So
it's like, you know, it's like if you never come home, but you know what else, right? What could have been? You know what I mean? If you stayed out there and this and that. I didn't know that. I didn't know you got, yeah. So what happened with your knee?
So I ended up rupturing my patella, you know what I mean? Getting my patella done. I was stabbing the other guy. Like I said, jaw wires shut, you know what I mean? It was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Probably
was sober.
Just drunken nonsense, honestly, to tell you the truth. And then, like I said, and then legit after that, that's when I started getting hooked on the pills, and I eventually caught my first big one, which was a 20 McNugget right off the rip. You know what I mean?
And what was that for?
What was it? Armed robbery, on home invasion, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. So, you know what I mean? Like, your usual.
You never did a county bid?
Never did a county bid. First time, actually, believe it or not, getting in trouble, I got hit with a 20-20 in a day. You know? How you doing? No caulking, no good way, nothing. Good way. Yeah, 20-20 a day, legit. So, So, when started my time, you know what I mean? Caulking, ended up putting a sheet over a skin dog, you know what I mean? Checking them down the tier. You know, like, you know.
So, to break that down for people, a skin dog is a skinner or a rapist. So, he threw a sheet over his head, threw him down the stairs.
Yeah, you know, punted him, got my sanitary on, you know what I mean? A little bit. It's like, we don't condone any inappropriate manners with children, you know what I mean? So it's like, a lot of us are fathers, you know what I mean? Especially listening to this show, I don't know the double gap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I was just talking to somebody the other day. It's on topic what we're talking about. But when I got custody of my daughter, when she was 6 years old, she'd always have friends, and she'd say, "Oh, I want to see one of my friend's house." And I'd say, "Oh, who she live with? Oh, you know, her stepfather, her brother." Nope. And she resented me for the longest time. And just from being in prison and hearing all the fucking horror stories of, you know, kids getting touched and sleep all, you know, it's just such a, I don't even like to talk about it, you know, but now that she's older, she realizes it. She's like, "Oh, thanks." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm not letting fucking something happen to you, you know?" Seeing that shit. So where was that? Did you get a case for that?
No, I did. I did. I ended up getting shipped to Walpole. I was shipped from Walpole from Concord. You know what I mean? Yeah. I went there, went to the hole for a little bit, got out in Walpole.
This nine was block, 10 block?
Yeah, it was 10 block then. So this was like 2002-ish. You know what I mean? Yeah. So when it was still somewhat like Walpole, yeah. you know what I mean? We still had you had your tables, you know what I mean? Sat with your people, you know what I mean? Your town mostly and stuff like that, friends.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not. Yeah, I started up there, you know what I mean? And then slowly but surely, you know, you start getting into trouble up there. And next thing you know, you find yourself in that hole for years at a time, DDU.
Yeah.
You know, you're fighting, you know what I mean? You're fighting for not just what you believe, you're fighting with your people and what they stand for, what they believe in. So it's like,
you get caught up
before you even know it. And next thing you know, you're spending years in isolation. So it's like, I got a good glimpse of a lot of alone time. You know what I mean? A lot of years of alone time.
So for people that don't know, in Walpole State Prison is closed now. They had 9 block and 10 block, which was segregation. Then they built a special disciplinary unit, DDU, the Departmental Disciplinary Unit, where it was like a kangaroo court. You'd get a D report. If it was serious, you'd get a DDU referral. And you go to this little kangaroo court, and they'd sentence you to a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years in the hole in Walpole. So that place was no joke. I was in 10 block and 9 block a lot, but I never made it over to DDU. But I, you know, a lot of friends that were in there and just, you know, horror stories. You know what I mean? They you don't get canteen. They don't feed you. They give you like half meal trays. Like, I'd see guys that get out of there, you know, after. My friend Justin Hall was in there for 5 years. I never asked him. Yeah, and he got out. And I mean, he looked like he got out of Auschwitz. He was, you know, you could see his ribs. Oh, and I remember I went, you know, brought him a bunch of, peanut butter and fluff and honey buns and Snickers bars. And I'm like, "Yeah, you know," he's like, "Oh, I'll pay you." I'm like, "Yeah, no, don't worry about it, man." You know, so he owes me for life with that 1,000. Yeah. But so you ended up 10 block at DDU and all that?
10 block DDU, did all that tour, you know what I mean? And ended up going to Shirley Max from there, obviously getting some fights in Walpole, you know what I mean? When you do, they start trying to segregate you and keep you away from people.
Yeah, so,
you're in gang blocks, you're doing all this stuff, the STG, you know what I mean? It's kind of a pain in the ass, but it's a way for them to justifiably hold you, I would say. You know what I mean? So it's like, back and forth. I must say, I think I got kicked out of the Max twice in Walpole, two or three times too. You know, spent a lot of time in the RV. It was never in car. I've never been there either. I just missed the hole.
Yeah, just in the RV,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, I got a couple of years now. You know what I mean? Legit. So they actually fed me decent bit.
Really?
You know what I mean? So
I always heard the food was good. Bundy, you ever make it in North Fork?
No, never.
No. Bundy's another one who's done a lot of whole time. You know, was always in SEG. We're even in county, never DDU, but always in SEG, you know?
No.
I mean, between the three of us, right?
You get your books sent. Forget it. You get your Walkman. You listen to the Bruins. You got your little carries going yourself. You get one. I'll take that single all day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's it. Room service, too. You know, here's your food, Mr. Evans. I mean, here's your food. Oh, you want your books? Sure, librarian. Bring them up.
You know, I'm pushing the car as you're doing.
Excuse me. Can I use the phone, officer? You know what I mean? Here you go, sir. You know, it sucks. You gotta go to the shower cuffed up.
Yeah.
You know?
Cuffed and shackled to the shower.
Yeah,
turn the whole water
on. Yeah, once in a while you take the cuffs away, want to wrestle them for a little bit. You know what I mean? Just, you know, it's typical stuff. So
you went in, going back to what was your father mostly locked up for? Stick up?
He was a bank robber. My father just, you know what I mean? My father was a bank robber. My grandfather was a hijacker. You know what I mean? Hijack like trucks back in the day. That was the thing, the cigarette trucks, stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Back in the day, my father was just somewhat of, he, I mean, he was about it. So, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I respect it at the same time. And you know what I mean? It's the same thing. You were brought up to never, don't tell. You know what I'm saying? And that's the part I really respect about anything. You know what I mean? You're a man. You deal with it. You take it. You know what I mean? The shoe fits, you wear it somewhat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, you know, back in the day when I first started going to jail, when Bundy first started going, and I first went in 1987 when I was 17, it was always all the Charlestown guys. And, they're always known as bag brothers. That's what Charlestown was known for. Yeah. And now it's funny. I was talking to Connors one day and he's like, you go in jail now, there's no more Charlestown kids. It was like generation after generation with bag brothers and criminals. And like South Boston and other parts of Boston where the real estate shot through the roof, yuppies started coming at and everyone started selling out. It's almost like there's no more neighborhood kids. You know, there's a few in the projects, but it's just different. And the drugs have decimated, you know, everybody. And that whole just got wiped out pretty much.
Think about law and laws. Just think about it. Like I said to people, that way of life that was taught to us over the years, because that's what you were used to. You weren't used to praising the kids that went to college. You know what I mean? The girls didn't want the kids that went to school. They wanted the kids that were just wrapping up a 5 to 7. Well, you know what I mean? They just did a dime. But they came home from the feds. You know what I mean? It was that whole way of life, though, is like it's gone when you think about it. You know what I mean? And it's crazy because as much chaos as it caused, there was a lot of principles and morals and stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the households that didn't have much. You know what I mean? It was you never put your hands on women. He never told. Yeah. And you never talked to the cop. You know what I mean? Those were your moral obligations. And it was like, feel like that's where we lost sight of that, like this girl that somewhat, you know what I mean? I hate to go off topic, but.
No, 100%. And in those days, when someone did something along those lines, they were shunned.
Yeah.
You know, now, you know, people, you know, telling their friends that they're, people are breaking bread with them in jail in the next block. And, you know, if they got money and they got canteen and, you know, and they got Suboxone or whatever, right? Then people are like, oh, well, you know, oh, they all told on each other. Yeah. And then you got people like justifying it, just like anybody you ever saw in the Canada Skin Beats. It's always like, oh, you know, I was 17, she was 16, you know, well, you know, I, you know.
There's always a story.
Yeah, there's always a story. It's never like, yeah, or I just skinned her out.
Yeah, just eat it. You were a creep and that was it. You know what I mean?
Never get somebody, yeah, I ratted on my boy. I mean, you don't hear that. It's always, oh, no, well, you know, the cop fucking wrote in the report and I didn't, you know.
You remember, you used to have to be paperwork.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You go into a cell, like, people will ask you for your paperwork. They want to see, make sure that, like, a ripper wasn't moving in their shell, or somebody suspect was moving in their cell, because that wasn't that.
And you know what? In the 90s in state prison, too, and I think early, maybe in the late 90s, you know, you had your key issue sheet. It said everything on it. Then they stopped giving that to you.
Fact.
You know, they started protecting these skinners and rats and everything like that. It's fucking.
When they started making the PCs and stuff, the PC blocks, you know what I mean? That's when they started really, like, protecting and stuff like that. Because usually you would handle your own, Spanish, black, white, you know what I mean? Yeah. You would handle your own business based on your race, you know what I mean?
You know what I thought was the worst about that whole thing? Is, you know, maybe with the, not to shit on the COs, right, but there's cameras out and everything else. But back in the day, a CO would say, hey, this guy's in on a fucking, you know, skin beef of a child, or this guy told on someone, right? And they turn their back and you beat their head in. Now, a CO wants to tell you, hey, that guy's a skinner. Then you bang him out.
And
then you're catching a case. So then when they stop doing it, the cops are like, yeah, you guys don't do it. You know, they ain't doing nothing.
You live with rippers. It's like, you know what you're trying to do, you know?
We're just going to turn it into like San Quentin. Like, I bet they know a lot of this stuff, you know what I mean? But I think the new prisons and everything, how they're all made, you know, and they're just, you're separated from everybody. See, you know what I mean? They're just divide and conquer. But getting back to you, when you were a kid, when did you realize, you know, were you always playing sports?
Always playing sports. So I
hope like anyone in your family was an athlete? Was your old, do you know where you got it from? Usually
no,
someone
who was, no, like, no, I really,
was a fucking.
No, I know? Really, I don't know. You know what I mean? I just always, I used sports as to motivate me. You know what I mean? Like I said, at 10, my mother died. A week later, my father was murdered. You see, you know what I mean? So I went to live with my grandparents.
What year was that?
That's, let me see, I was 10, so it was like maybe 88, 89.
All right. you know, years old.
Yeah, 10, 11 years old. I was 78. So a couple of weeks after that. So I always use sports to help motivate me. And like, that was my vibe. That was my anger. You know what I mean? I could let it out there without, you know what I mean, getting in trouble or doing whatnot. So it's, like I said, I always use sports. And I don't know. I just...
Always good. Just
all. Yeah, just all. But I didn't. It's not necessarily like I thought I was better than everybody else. You know what I mean? I just really did it for like that mental health, that mental part. You know what I mean? And to not make me think about other things in life. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, so then growing up, my parents passed away. I grew up with my grandparents. A couple of years later, they both passed away. You know what I mean?
Charlestown.
Yeah, they were in Charlestown. You know what I mean? So it was like then I went to live with my aunt, my mother's sister, and. You know, slowly but surely, like I was always dabbing, but I was selling weed out of the league. You know what I mean? Like little thing, not crazy. I wasn't like this crazy, you know what I mean? Felon running the streets like a wild animal. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I was a regular kid that played sports and ended up getting hooked on the painkillers. And next thing you know, I'm running into homes and tying people up and, you know what I mean? Doing the shit that non-normal people on that stuff would be doing. You know what I mean?
Did you get hooked on the pills because of a doctor prescription or because of your friends robbing pharmacies? Or well,
my friends robbing pharmacies. You know what I mean? There would always be a doggy bag on the train or the bus ride going back to school. I hate to say it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember taking the train down to West Virginia and a couple of my friends just happened to, like, and, you know what I mean, go do a little B&E. And you know, all I remember was waking up. I woke up at the stop, and that was it. I went up on the field, and I ran a 4.5 barefoot, and I said, see you later. I'm done with the car. You know what I mean? I'm done doing anything else. And yeah, I went to bed for like a week. It was crazy, yeah. I went up
and did
BFI. I took my shoe. I went, see you later. I ran a 4.5. I said, see you later. I'm out of here. That was it. I can't do it again. I can't do it again. You know? I got lucky on that one.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben, when you were good guys, though.
But who was that?
So I did this kid, Ben, he turned out to be more good.
Yeah, I
took the chains.
Yeah. No, you ever see him around anymore?
No, as a matter of fact, I don't. You know what I mean? I don't, like I said, I don't. I'm just a working stiff, just trying to get on the Bean Shooters podcast and stuff. Yeah. That,
you know? Like, actually, you didn't even ask me. I asked him. I saw him. I said, you got to come on, Ricky, you know? How'd you get your nickname, Rick Dick?
It's self-explanatory. Chopping wood. I am single. I'm sweating the wood.
But back to West Virginia, when you came back and you started getting in trouble and you got on the OCs, you caught the case. Did you get out on bail? Did you have any co-defendants? Because I don't really know.
Absolutely. Had co-defendants, got told on. You know what I mean? So basically,
were they from Charlestown?
Hell no. They were from another area, like South Shore or whatever like that. They're from that area or something like that. So, but before I get too far. So what happened was while I was in there, I got lucky. I found a case log because what happened was when I got sentenced, legit being my first charge and everything,
pled out to 20?
I tried to dunk. I got rejected. They gave me the finger.
Rest in peace. Finger wag.
Huh? Yeah, so I ended up getting lucky and found case log. And I ended up going into a revise and revoke. I wait for the judge to sit in Boston because it was out of
Millsike?
Stoping. It's a Denham. Oh, so I was out of Denham. So once they look, they start seeing you from Charleston. You're getting scrapped because, you know what I mean? That label followed no matter what, back then at least. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I ended up getting lucky. I had a good paid attorney. He got it knocked down to 10 in a day.
Wow. How much did you have in on it when you are?
I was in the hole too at the time. I was in the RB when I went into court and I got it overturned. So I think I probably had about five years into it.
Oh, so that changed.
Yeah, so that changed everything. I mean, it gave you, you know what I mean? You're 22, 23 years old, and you just get hit with a 20 meg value. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Are they serious right now? And you didn't hurt nobody bigger. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, and talk about, I can life change a bit.
Yeah, like I was talking about my friend who just got out after 27 years. He said it probably on, he's been on a few podcasts and he always says it. He goes, Hey, you're 26 years old and judge gives you 35 years. He's like, you have 5 years and you still got 30 to go. He goes, you got 10 years and you got 25 to go.
Yeah.
You go, then you got 20 years in. He goes, you still got 15 years to go. He's like, it's you can't think about
it. It's a lot of gym down.
Yeah, Jim.
No law like that.
But he knows about that. That was our Congress State Prison. They always make the announcement. Jim up, Jim down, no law library. So so did you stay behind the wall right till you wrapped?
Stay behind the wall. So I think out of those 10 years, I think there's probably about 6 in the hole. You know what I mean? So it was a dude, you know what I mean? A lot of fight, a lot of mostly with the CEOs, I get then I get caught up with the whole boy, all that stuff. So it's like you get 100 enemies on your enemy list. Now they're playing ping pong with you in every prison. You know what I mean? It's like, it's rather than just let each other out and handle it like men, you know what I mean? Yeah. Handle it and get it over with. Like I said, they isolate you. What they do is they make the problems worse. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because then the mouth becomes a problem. You know what I mean? And
people use that to make moves.
Of course, like
this guy's a priest. I don't want to go to that jail. And
of course, they do
that. And it's just, yeah.
Yeah.
It sucks.
So I got lucky. I got to the gym fight up the max up to, what I mean?
On YouTube, right?
Yeah, that one was on YouTube.
You can't really see it, though, can you?
No, you can't really see it.
So you can't really see
it. The one with Chris?
Yeah. That was like a 12. And then after that, they kind of like just dismantled. We had a nice little crew of guys, too. You know when you have a good block of guys?
Yeah.
You eat together, you know what I mean? You go to the gym. It's not that bad. Like, it's not as bad as people think it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It sucks because it's your freedom. But at the same time, it's like, don't make it like we don't have fun in there. We don't laugh and shit like that. Because there are times in there that you'll remember for the rest of your life. You know what I mean? Funny. You meet good people.
You do?
You meet good people that just happen to fucking make a mistake and pay for it for the rest of their lives and continue to pay for it even after prison. You know what I mean? Because no matter what, that stigma and that judgment, that follows you for the rest of your life. Try to get a job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Try to go to your kid's field trip when you're the one father that if shit did jump off, you'd be, you know what I mean? You'd be saying, trying to save every kid there. You know what I mean? Legit. So
when my daughter Jordan, she was in fifth grade or sixth grade, and they needed chaperones for the field trip, and she goes, "Oh, she wanted me to go," and she hands me a quarterly form, which is to run your record, and I says, "Yeah, Jordan, I can't go, so I explained to her, and I always was up front with her, and she was very smart. Even as a small child, she knew a lot. People were like, why do you tell her this and that? That's how I was with her, And she'd go home from school one day, and she's like, I was in school today, and there was this kid in her class that got in trouble a lot. I remember the kid's name was Axel. He's from Lowell. Shout out, Axel.
Shout out, Axel.
He was a loner, actually. I know so many loners, so I'm like, I got to know this kid's family. I don't know, but so... She goes, and she says, so today Axel raised his hand and someone raised their hand and said, what's a Corey form? And it might have been him, but the teacher said, oh, that's to make sure, your father, a parent, wasn't in jail. And she goes, and Axel said, my dad can't go. And she goes, and I said, my dad can't either. And I was just thinking, like, imagine the teacher just
fucking sitting there shaking. We've got no chaperones for this field trip alone, but all these quality individuals.
I was fucking dying laughing, but I was telling her, she handed me that Corey. I said, there'll be no chaperoning for me. But yeah, like you said, little things like that. You know what I mean? Even little things like that, where you're blackballed
for legit the rest of your life. You know what I mean? It is what it is, though. You learn to accept it and deal with it, but it still doesn't make it right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So when you you never got on a bail for that case, right?
Know what the craziest part was? So I was held. I was obviously held dangerous. You know what I mean? They wanted a huge amount of money. Yeah, no. It was like 91-20 something like that. They wanted a bunch of money, and I had no record. You know what I mean? So when I went into court in front of a different judge on a bail hearing, I was held at $2,500 bail, and I got hit with a 20-piece. It's like 18 months. This is when the cases lasted long. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When you wish you stayed in there. And just
then you wish you stayed in. You had the time to do. You know what I mean? So it's like at the same time, it's easier said than done when you could be on the street or you could be in there. You know what I mean?
Did you think you were going to beat it when the jury was out, or would you like, oh, I'm done?
I thought I was gonna beat it because I was described at the scene as a 6 feet tall with a full set of lips. No hair color, eye color, anything like that, right? No bullshit. And then all of a sudden, 2-3 weeks later, they say they got my full name. You know what I mean? They pictures are popping up. It's like they tell saying the way I style my hair. How can you charge me? I was charged with unmasked home invasion.
Yeah.
How can you pick me out of a photo of gray if I'm a legit charged with unmasked home invasion? So it's like, you know, but like I said, luckily I got out $2,500 bail, had to pay an attorney, went and I tried to dunk it. Like I said, I got rejected and, you know, sat there, dealt with it, paid an attorney to go to
the off to you. Because when you take you to trial,
though. 6 to 9 with 5 years probation. The probation I could do.
Yeah.
Not the probation. I can't. I don't know. I got a thing with the probation. You know what I mean? I feel like it's just a setup waiting to happen.
Yeah, we all do. You know, now they want to give it to everyone, but back in the day, you could literally do that. My client signed a candidate for probation. You know, we'd rather, take 6 months more or a year more, what have you, you know? And the judge would usually accept that. They know. They say, we got what we're dealing with. Now they want to hold you.
They want the bracelet.
Yeah.
It's like they're getting money off this bracelet. They tied it. They plugged it with the bracelet.
You took it off the bracelet, right?
Yes, I did. And it was my Irish roll. I sold that. Now I'll be doing Monday.
When's Andy to come on?
Huh? My Irish roll. I skate you on Thursday. Just in the nick of time.
Just
in the nick of time.
You want to talk about that? No?
Oh, no. I will talk about that all the time.
All right. Shout out to him. He might have a little run in where he got that thing on his ankle still. He wouldn't have made it to tonight. Tonight's podcast
is brought to you by
Nanju. Who's watching? Oh, the Point Clothing Lounge. Check me out. Look at this. This is one of Bundy's favorite colors. Nantucket Red.
Bunny, I can see that.
Bunny, huge Nantucket Red guy. Yeah, really pretty. They don't have no 4X. No. They're working on it. You're almost down to a 3X. Go on. All right, so here's the thing with me, right?
Sir.
I get out and say, I'm never going to do, let's say it was an OCs or dope, right? I'm never going to do that again. I'm just going to drag. I'm going to smoke weed. Yeah. So I did that over and over and over every time I get out. So when you get out, I'm going to say you're in unbelievable shape.
Right. Yeah. All I did was work out. Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable shape. So what happened when you get out? You meet your
yeah,
your
so
wife, your ex, whatever you want to call her. She's a girl, stop.
She's my I met my girl in there, you know what I mean? Who is a quality citizen, you know what I mean? Is the vice principal of the school.
Yeah, like, she can be the chaperone.
Yeah, she's got her shit together. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like right here, but the toilet, the trash is here. You know what I mean? So it's like, no, of course not.
Yeah, you know what I mean, man. Just fucking like all of us. We fucking, you know.
We dabble, you know what I mean? So I got out, I was doing the right thing. I was on probation for 2 years. So I had to, you know what I mean? And that's when, like, it was different. You were up there paying every day. You were up there taking your errands, you know what I mean? Doing all that stuff. And I felt like they were always trying to jam you up. You know what I mean? Yes, they were always trying to jam you up and quick to send you back. So, you know, got out, did the right thing. Couple of years later, unfortunately, fell off, you know what I mean? Started getting high again, you know what I mean? Started... You're running around, picking up more cases, unfortunately. And, you know, like I said, my Irish Rolex is off now, so I'm thankful for that. And, help me out here, being sure.
No, I'm just like, Bundy's always staring at himself in the fucking thing. He's all,
and I'm looking at your phone. I'm looking at your phone. I just see Bundy's teeth glistening. And I'm just shout out to Matt Schultz.
I was recording Bundy on the streets. He's always, people know that watch, like, what's Bundy looking at?
Looking at?
What is he looking at? I just see Bundy sitting on a smile. I'm like, damn, dude, I wish I had some fucking chompers like that.
Okay, so you got on the front of the fucking run. You start chipping a little while.
Start chipping a little bit. You know what I mean? Going down the wrong path again. And, you know, next thing you know, you get caught with a gun, you know?
Yeah. Not good.
Not for a convicted felon. Luckily, it was, you know what I mean, on my own property. So all you people out there, God forbid, the cops are chasing, get to your home. And get caught with that fire, because it takes away that mandatory minimum. That's what it is. You know what I mean? So I want to advise you all.
Listen, I didn't know that until you told me that.
Yeah.
You get a call with a gun on your own property, it takes away the
mandatory minimum. So I just got lucky with that. I just got my Rolex taken off. But like you said, I've been dibbling dabble. I'd go back. I'd go into treatment. You know, I would go back out. I would always work, though. I would always consistently work. You know what I mean? I tried to do the right thing.
Did you learn how Rosa do all that?
I'm taught by friends, you know what I mean? Literally, I was taught by Ambrose's dad, you know what I mean? I started working with that.
Joe Ambrose, yeah. East Boston.
Shout out,
Joe Ambrose. Oh, Chris Colantonio also, Joe's probably slam out talking. You guys got to fucking make up your family.
Just go through
your family. You fucking Italians, come on, you know what I mean? You got to fucking make up. But Joe's been roofing for a while. Another good kid.
Yeah, so just talking with those guys, you know what I mean? It's like still the same circle. Like, you meet guys in prison, and you meet guys that you have lifelong relationships with eventually. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're out in the street. You end up going to eat with each other. You start working with each other. You know what I mean? You, like I said, it's not all bad. You know what I mean? It's not all bad. So
I would have changed, you know, being away and, you know, the experiences I went through.
Absolutely.
And I wouldn't change it.
Absolutely. Like I said, but relationships and bonds, it's the bond. You know what I mean? Bonds that you'll normally won't get out here on the street. You know what I mean? Because you've been through more shit with each other in there, you know?
Yeah.
You have each other. It's a different type of caring, you know? It's just different. So. Yeah, like I said, I came out.
But you know, some people, right? Like, you know, just like, you know, an AA and all that, right? Like, oh, you hang around a barbershop, you're going to get a haircut. You know, certain people, you don't, you know, I caught a lot of that when I got sober. Oh, he thinks he's better than everyone now.
Yeah.
I hear that with some people, but, you know, I know who my friends are. I still fucking, you know, hang out with guys that just got out or guys that help out. But if guys are really, you know, crazy, yeah, I'm not going to fucking...
Yeah, you got to separate yourself from the madness at the same time, too. You do. You got to be careful. And it's like, and these drugs ain't drugs, though, man.
No.
You die. You know what I mean? You get high, you die. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's a different playing field. You know what I mean? And for me right now, in life, it's not worth it for me. You know what I mean? You grow up a little bit, Mike. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
and like me, I got a daughter. You know, you have a daughter.
Yeah, I have a daughter.
You start thinking of them. You know, before I didn't, like Bundy, back in the day, Bundy, he'd always used to be like, his line was, you know, act first and worry about the consequences after. And that's how we lived when we were young. Bundy used to say that all the time. And I would laugh because that's how I was. I was like, well, if I do this, This could. If you start thinking like that, you know, you lose your edge.
But that's how we had to live. Otherwise, you would look at this list. You were. You know what I mean? So it was like, without risk, there's no reward. You know? Unfortunately, it's like we just have to take the wrong route sometimes. We take the long route sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And, you know, when I was running around like you and doing what I was doing and getting high, I didn't think about, you know, there wasn't many people that cared about me, but there was always a few, you know what I mean? My father, my aunts, or this and that, right? So, and I used to, when people would give me a hard time, I'd say, hey, I'm the one doing the time. I'm the one, you know, going to rehab and going to jail. And I didn't think about the people that, you know, cared about me, that I was affecting. I was just selfish. Like, what the fuck's everyone so upset for? I'm the guy who's going to go fucking sit in the box and fucking... You know, be in the hole. And then, you know, after I get, you know, the way we think is fucked up too from years of just being, you know, who we're around and drugs and being locked in a fucking cage, right? We think
people can't fathom what a lot of us actually went to with that. You know what I mean? They really can't fathom that, like what a lot of us went through there, what it was like doing time, what it was like getting beat up by move teams, what it was like, you know what I mean, having to wrap magazines around your waist to go to a medical call. People can't fathom that. You know what I mean? So
National
it's like
Geographic.
National Geographic. You know what I mean? Like, and it's like you, that does something to you, regardless if you want to admit it or not. It can either really make you or break you, Mike. You know what I mean? So, and what I think is, if you embrace that and you understand, like, I really feel like it makes you a better man. You know what I mean? Like, it's like we just go through the fucking, we're in Hezbollah or some shit like that. We're in the wrong military tournament.
Yeah, speaking of that,
oh my God.
What's going on today, bro? Give us the update. He's a big news guy.
Yeah, I'm a big news guy. Well, I like the current events and the war, you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, Israel's just blowing the shit out of everything. You know what I mean? They just can't.
People were talking about, but I didn't see it. Now, what happened?
Iran fired about a couple hundred missiles over there, you know, and Tel Aviv and stuff like that. But they get that Iron Dome. You ain't penetrating that.
What is that? See, I don't know.
It's like Christ's crucifix. You know what I mean? It just starts cutting missiles in half.
Justin, would you know what it is?
It's like a missile defense system that just auto fucking lasers, projectiles.
It's basically lasers, so they catch. They catch them coming.
Oh, they shoot them out of the air.
But it's all automated. It's not a person doing it. It had a big fucking system, and it covers all the Tel Aviv.
Why even fire missiles at them? Just to piss them off.
Oh, it's because they got all they got the hoodies. You know what I mean? This is a religious war.
It's kind of out of missiles.
Like, with, you know, like a religious war. We're going back to the biblical days, right? I hate to say it, but that's really what.
And even if there's a truce, right? All these Palestinians whose kids were killed and bombed, those kids growing up are going to be like, I'm going to take out, you know, the other side.
That's right? The whole point.
Yeah. So, like, it's only like they could.
It's never going to end.
Yeah, it's never going to end.
They don't want it to end. You know what I mean? And that's the scary part. And a lot of us, I hate to say, a lot of people are not even plugged in. Don't even realize what's going on.
I know. Someone's always saying, oh, fucking Iran's bombing. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what's going on.
No, it's we got wars all around us. You know what I mean? It's just a crazy time. And like you said, how many people come into the country every day, Mike? You know what I mean? And it's like, we don't know who these people are that are coming in there.
No. You know, I saw something the other day that said, I forget how many convicted murderers that they stopped, you know, at the border that released this country. It's just like going back to Fidel Castro when the beginning of Scarface, right? When they say, they emptied out the mental wards, the prisons, and just put them on boats, sent them to fucking Miami. You know, you got rapists, and you don't know who's coming across that
boat. In Colorado, they took over like that housing complex. They had to have the Hell's Angels come down there to save those
Venezuelan kids.
They had to legit have the Hell's Angels come down to save them. Yeah, it's about to. Yeah,
they I didn't know that.
Legit, they went. The Hell's Angels went down. They took over housing complexes. They're taking. They're going.
I saw the video. DM16. What's the game? The Venezuelan gang that's taken over.
You should know that. Playing a couple of them tattoos.
MS-13. No, it's not MS-13. It's something. But I don't know. But yeah, they're just taking Trump in there.
Wait, listen.
That ain't happening.
I don't know if it is either. Think of it.
No chance.
I think it's a chance.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't think. I just look at the betting odds sometimes. I'm a big odds guy. And I try to just, you know, my friend Johnny said to me one day, he goes, you know, people get all caught up over politics and upset, right? But if you found out, you know, you were fucking terminally ill, or you had this going on, that'd be the last thing on your mind. So you know what? Let that shit play out, however it plays out. We're not going to get all fucking wound up over it.
And it's like, what do they do for us anyway at the end of the day?
Yeah.
Seriously, what have you got at the end of the day? Have you gotten a check in the mail?
No, but if he doesn't win, we're gonna treat them like this kid. Would you throw the sheet over there?
Throw the sheet on.
So we're just gonna
bag him a gag on.
Justin, you getting the sheet over the head downstairs?
Yeah, that would be fine.
So yeah. Yeah, We got Iran Israel. What else for current events? What's going on? Pete Rose, the Kembe Matapo yesterday.
He died.
Charlie Hustle, I figure where.
Now they'll finally stick Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame after he's dead. They weren't like, they were on a relish in the glory. He got fucking 10,000 hits, right? You'll stick him in now because he's dead. That's what they're gonna do. Seriously.
So Bacciamati had a thing with him in agreement saying he never tried to get in the Hall of Fame. He had something going on. And he tried to get in his office when he died and get the vape on Pete Rose. Cause I guess what the thing was they said he bet on his own team when he was the manager.
Well, it's legal now.
The team probably
is the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the team was probably last place. He might have made a pigeon, Shane. He might have pulled a pigeon in his own and no, you know? Fucking in the seventh inning.
Like, he was just ahead of the time, guys. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Let Pete go.
Yeah, exactly.
Put him in the fame.
Yeah, I know. Fucking Pete Rose, the greatest fucking piece. I saw a comment. Somebody put a comment and they said, I'll just say the great Gambolino.
He was probably a modish.
Yeah, of course he was.
He lost every pack.
Lost everything. You know he did.
He could switch the pitches and he'd still lose. I mean, he had no luck.
So for sports now, what do you do now? Hey, Rick Watchtrout bouncing a basketball. He's always got a ball. He fucking handball.
You'll either see me on a scooter driving around with my headphones on, what I mean? Like spitting some bars or something like that. You see me down the seaport in all those bougie areas, trying to class the place up, give it a breath of fresh air. Maybe a courthouse or two, unfortunately. I'm trying to avoid that for a little bit.
But you're doing good, man.
I feel good.
And, you said something that that you really got to think about, like we all do, right? Is when we were younger, right? Mm-hmm. You were doing the OCs, we were doing dope, we were doing coke, whatever. Now you don't know what you're doing. You take the smallest little thing and you're gone. So it's like, you know what you're doing before you do it. You know the risk.
And it's happened to me. Yeah, and I have. I've been a victim of it. I've overdosed, what I mean?
Because, me too, plenty of times.
Because I'm not just somebody who could just do a little. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like abundance, Hit doggy bag, Take stuff to go. So it's like, if it ain't bigger, it ain't better. So it's like, but yeah, I'm doing good now. I feel good. You can't put a price on your freedom. And not in this day and age, especially when your life changed, you have kids, you figure life out for what life really is. So it's like the thankful, fucking happy, feel good. So just living,
Grateful. Keep an eye on Froggy, will you? It's Froggy a little bit.
I'll take this for days.
What do you think of Froggy?
Might have to hit him up next time I need tickets.
Froggy's the best. All right, we're going to wrap this up. Bundy.
Those teeth.
You know what you're going to say? Look at this.
No, I'm good.
You good? You sure?
Yeah.
How do you look?
Look good.
You look good. Yeah. Take yourself.
Sit back.
All right, thanks for coming
by. Thank you, brother.
Love you, my man.
Oh, man.
All right, 36.
In the books.
In the books. Let's go. If you're wearing a mask out there, the fresh air's gonna get you. He always shoots from the hip for iced coffee, take a sip, toss it.